WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Dream Syndicate with the Chronicles of You right here on the WVUA morning show.
Woo!
It's the Wednesday morning show, and we're doing all right today, I would like to believe. How about you guys? We're doing all right?
I'm doing great.
Oops. I'm doing all right. You know, sinuses are sinusing, but he'll do it.
We are getting close to, there's like not too many weeks left here in school.
Quiet. I don't want to think about it.
Because it's
how many morning shows do we have left?
We have this one, and then we have next week, and then there's dead week, and then we're off for exam week. So we've got like two more morning shows after this.
Oh, man.
What the
wow.
heck?
Wow, gee whiz.
So,
for that morning show exam.
Yeah, so we're going to go all out. We're going to, I have a, on Wednesday, for the exam week, I think I have an exam like during the morning show.
Oh, no.
So, like that's Wednesday, 8 to 10, I'm like, no.
Come out, guys.
Man.
Evening show.
Evening show, 8 to 10 p.m. But
I'm kidding.
So we are here today. We've got a ton of guests gonna be coming in, talking to us in the studio. We've got Chloe, our production director here for production week. We've got Alice Magazine. They're gonna come talk to us about their new issue, and then we've got an event that we're excited about. We're gonna have some people come to talk to us. So we're gonna have a fun show today, and you know we're gonna be talking about what's been going on with us. We're gonna have some positive stories for you, we're gonna talk a little bit about taking a trip. So all that coming up here on the morning show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after some music. Here is one of our favorite songs to get us hyped starting off the day. It's Cake with Short Skirt, Long Jacket.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
All right, morning show, 90.7 The Capstone. My name is Noah. I've got my lovely co-host here with me. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Richard and Christian, of course, and someone else has joined us in the studio. I'd like to say hello and good morning to Chloe Crooks, our production director. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
So this is a production week here at the University of Alabama, the WVUA, here at the student radio station. And so production week, we are highlighting our production team. We put up a post yesterday at WVUA-FM to highlight our production team. Go check that out. Give it a like. Shout out to those people. But today we've got in the studio, we've got our production director, Chloe Crooks, in to tell us a little bit more about the team. So I think we've got some questions for you.
Okay, cool.
Alrighty. So as kind of head of production for us, like, what does that entail normally doing? Like,
so production is basically everything behind the scenes for the radio station. So we kind of keep everything running. So whether that be editing songs, so that way they don't have curse words in them, because we can't air curse words on the air.
Aw, man,
also,
boo.
Making sure playlists come in. So like any music you hear, we have to generate that playlist. We have to make sure that morning show runs at 8 and not 8 p.m. and needs to run at 8 a.m. and make sure that all of our specialty shows run when they're supposed to. That's what we do. And we also edit all the podcasts for WVUA Voices. So like Brain Matters, what you hear here on the air, and Fit to Be Tied, things like that.
Awesome, awesome.
So what sort of production work do you do for, like, the morning show?
For the morning show, we mostly just edit it. We have, like, a structure. So we take our audio that you record live on air, edit it down, and then post it to Voices so people that maybe don't wake up as early in the morning can still enjoy the morning show.
So later, your team will take this audio that we're talking about right now, and you're going to edit it down and put it up on our podcast website.
Mm-hmm. Hello, team in the future.
Yes, a team in the future.
Greetings.
Greetings. We appreciate you here on the morning show. Shout out to the production team. So, as you've been here, the production director, what's something that you've done here, or something that you've brought about that you've been particularly proud of? And I mean, because the year's wrapping up, what's something this year that you've done that you're happy about?
I'm really, really proud of the editing progress we've made with student section in particular, because if you'll go back and listen to first of all, last year we didn't even record student section. It was not going live at all. So, well, it was going live, but it was not being posted. So now we are working on editing it, and the quality of recording and the quality of what we've been posting has increased dramatically. We almost have, I think, almost 100% on shows being uploaded now because the audio is not getting corrupted anymore.
Yes.
So that's been a huge thing of progress for us, but also just expanding as a whole, because we have like, I think, 6 specialty shows running right now. We've got student section running. We've got a whole bunch of sports podcasts running. So the fact that we've grown so much is huge.
That's great. That's great. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back in just a moment to talk to Chloe and ask her a little question as we talk about our special prompt here on The Morning Show today. We'll be right back. We've got Hotel Ugly coming up next, and we'll see you on the other side.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
The Black Keys with Run Me Down. It's 90.7 The Capstone. It's The Morning Show.
The Morning Show!
Woo!
All right, here on The Morning Show, we like to keep it poppin' and celebrate the days that deserve to be celebrating, which is every day. And today is the International Day for Human Spaceflight. So as part of that, we have... I prompted my co-hosts here on The Morning Show and myself to consider what personal item would you want to take with you on your space travel. Christian, what are you going to be taking with you?
So I brought my favorite jacket. It's really cool because it's a hand-me-down from my dad. It's from the 90s. Big fan.
Nice looking jacket.
You know, the space is cold. Jackets keep you warm.
Exactly. Richard, what about you? What do you got?
Well, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of material possessions, but
okay.
I do have one very sentimental item for me. I got this stuffed bear, and his name is Pete, and my sister has the stuffed bear. It's like the same, but it's like a polar bear version.
Mm.
So in her infinite creativity, she named it White Pete.
Okay.
So,
oh, goodness. So,
our parents thought that was pretty interesting.
So you're going to bring Pete with you.
Yeah, I think I'll bring Pete.
And so I personally, pretty fair skinned. And so I'm going to bring some sunscreen with me because the sun's out in space. I don't want to get sunburnt.
Very smart.
So that is the personal item that I'm going to bring with me. And now I want to ask, I want to say hello again to Chloe, our production director in the studio with us today. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. And Chloe is here as we're doing production week. We're celebrating all our production team. And so Chloe is here to talk to us today. Chloe, what would you take with you to space, a personal item?
Well, actually, I know a weird amount about this. So I would bring oranges because oranges help prevent nausea when going up in a plane. And I know this because my mom used to fly on a plane that simulated space travel in the 90s for her research. And she said, bring oranges with you because that way you won't throw up.
Okay, okay. So we're getting a little practical. Mine as well is very practical.
Pete's not?
Pete's not. I mean, I guess so. I guess Pete is like emotional support.
Oh, yeah, he is.
I'm just worrying about skin cancer.
If I get freaked out up there, you know, you're all alone up in space.
Yeah, I mean, if you see aliens.
Mental
there.
Health is just as important as physical health.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. But I think we'll have a good team. This will be a good space team going up and going to Mars or something. We'll figure it out. But so production week, what would you like to say to your production team as they're editing or listening back or happening to listen right now?
Keep up the good work, guys. I know we're going into April and it gets tough, and sometimes we don't get appreciated as much because we're so behind the scenes. So I love you guys, and I love that you guys keep on working, because when you guys do stuff, it makes my job easier. So
awesome. Well, great day here on The Morning Show. And it's also, hang on, let me check the calendar. I think it's also a particular type of day.
What day is it? What time is it? Let me check the watch.
I think it might be
Weezer Wednesday.
It's Weezer Wednesday right here on 90.7 The Capstone. Every morning show on Wednesday, you're going to get a Weezer song once an hour. And so this hour, Chloe has requested a popular Weezer song. We've played it before. You've heard it before. It's tell us what it is.
It is Buddy Holly by Weezer, one of their most popular tracks. But things are popular because they are good.
Awesome, awesome. So we're going to play that. Thanks again, Chloe, for being here.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
I'm William Jefferson Clinton, and you're listening to 90.7 WVUA-FM, The Morning Show. That was Shuggy. Now, we're here with Alice on The Morning Show today.
That's right. Here on The Morning Show, we've got a special pair of guests, Jen and Annie from the Alice team, here to talk to us about Alice Magazine. So what is Alice Magazine, first of all, for people who don't know?
Yeah. So my name is Jen Bowman. I'm the editor-in-chief of Alice Magazine. Alice is UA's women's magazine on campus. We highlight women around Tuscaloosa, the University of Alabama campus, just kind of any college woman. They really see themselves in our magazine.
Awesome. And so you're the editor-in-chief for Alice Magazine. And then, Annie, what's your role?
I am the videography editor. So I make all the TikToks and YouTube videos. So we also have a digital presence like that goes along with our magazine. So I do that.
Hey, that's great. Have you been in any of the TikToks?
Yes.
Are you doing some dances or things?
A little bit. Stuff like that, yeah.
Okay. What's it more focused on as far as it, is it reworking some of the stuff that the articles are about? Or is it just relatable content to women here at the university and everything?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. So I've done like a makeup tutorial that went along with an article, but I've also done some like kind of fun like trends just to kind of like promo our magazine. Because like the main thing, our digital base is to get people to read the magazine. So
good deal. Hey, and speaking of the magazine, we have Richard's got a question about what is going on with the magazine. So Richard, get on up here to the mic.
So what are some feature articles in the next issue of the magazine?
So I can't give much away, but I can say that on the three big magazine cover stories that we have, we're going to cover the trans experience here at the University of Alabama. We also have a ton of indigenous beauty brands that we're highlighting in the magazine, and then we have a ton of female features. So last issue, we highlighted local brands, and this issue we're highlighting women on the University of Alabama's campus that have really made an impact.
Okay, well, I mean, those are all some exciting sounding articles, so we're going to have to check this out. Where are we, where's Alice coming out? I mean, is there going to be a print issue for this?
Yes, so Volume 8, Issue 2 drops tomorrow from 7 to 9 p.m. at Monarch Espresso Bar. It's open to everyone in the University of Alabama community and the Tuscaloosa community. Free food, free issues of Issue 2. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, so that is Thursday night, 7 to 9. So we'll have that up on our events calendar so you can go and see that. But we want to ask a little bit about the behind the scenes. Christian's got a question about that.
Okay, so like with y'all's production process, can you kind of take me through that and what that's like?
Yeah, how do you make a magazine?
It's a lot. Usually what will happen is we'll assign the stories. Our department heads will figure out, you know, what we want to cover, whether that's for our digital department, if we want to highlight any trends such as beauty tutorials, things like that, or if creative has a photo story they want to do. And then as well as hard-hitting stories such as any University of Alabama features or things like that, like Roe v. Wade topics. And then we'll assign the stories, we'll assign spreads, design, photographs, and then everyone will get to work. And then we come back in about a month and we put it all together in one big spread and our design editors work their magic.
Sounds great. And then, Annie, where do you come into that process?
Well, I have a digital editor over me, Emma Kuhn. She's awesome. And so she kind of makes this content calendar for me. And as a videography editor, I look at the content calendar and I give it to contributors like, hey, like anybody want to pick up one of these videos? And if they don't, then it's usually me and I make the video. And then I send it to Emma and Jen. They say yes and I post it. So.
Hey, sounds great. Well, super excited to hear all about what's going to be going on with Alice. We'll be back in just a minute to talk to you a little bit more about that and ask you some of the most important questions you're ever going to hear all day. So we'll be right back. Here is OCs with Too Late for Suicide. We'll be right back here on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Calexico with Harness the Wind. This is John F. Kennedy on 90.7 The Capstone. It's The Morning Show.
And we have got some folks from Alice, the Alice staff here in the studio, Jen and Annie, here talking to us. So Jen with Editor-in-Chief and Annie with Videography. So thanks for coming in today and talking to us. We've been talking a little bit about the Alice Magazine print issue drops tomorrow. And tell us again, where can we go to get a free print issue?
Yeah, so tomorrow night from 7 to 9 p.m., you can go to Monarch Espresso Bar and come in and grab some free food, some free coffee, and then you can grab a free print issue of issue 2.
And so apparently for the first so many people that get there, you'll get some more free stuff as well. Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
The first 21 people who are in the door get a free Alice tote bag, and it'll be filled with $10 to $60 worth of free skincare products.
Okay, so if your skin's not doing so hot lately and you're like, I need some skin products, or if you just want an awesome tote bag, mm-hmm. make sure to be one of the first 21 people there. Be pulling up right at 7. We'll have all those details on our events calendar, so go check that out at the end of the show today. But speaking of stuff on the show, we have been talking today because it's the National Day of Space Flight, and we wanted to International Day for Human Space Flight, and we've been talking about what items, personal sentimental items, we would take with us. We're talking about Christian's going to take his jacket, Richard's going to take Pete the stuffed bear, and I want to know from the Alice team. And now be aware that you're going to be representing Alice and all the expectations of the Alice brand. But what would the two of you bring as a sentimental item?
No pressure or anything.
Yes, I know.
Mine's kind of like a set, if that's okay.
Okay.
I like to paint, so I was going to bring a little paint set. Like maybe if I see like a great cosmos or something and I get inspired.
Okay. A little painting in zero gravity.
I will see. I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, it's going to kind of... Hey, it might create some interesting paintings.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so Anna's going to bring a paint set.
That's so cute. Mine is two items. One is Cowie, my long-horned Build-A-Bear cow, for support, obviously, on the flight up and things like that. And then I'd bring a magazine. It doesn't matter what it is. I just need something to read and look at while I'm up there.
Okay. So cheating a little bit and taking two items, but we'll allow it. I think we're going to be a good crew. I think we're going to go up there, and this trip to Mars is going to be a fun one. I think we'll all end up reading your magazine 20 times.
Hey.
So 90.7 The Capstone, this is the morning show. We've had Alice team in here talking about their new print issue. Anything else that you want to say to the folks while you're on the air?
It's going to be really fun. Y'all should come hang with us. And it is the last issue of Volume 8. So big cap off.
If someone wants to come check it out or maybe like join the Alice team, I know things are wrapping up, but if they want to like look into joining the Alice team, next semester, like what do they need to do to...
We're currently hiring editors for the next year. So the 2023 to 2024 season, all you have to do is go to alice.ua.edu and go join the team, or you can DM us at AliceTheMag on Instagram. You just have to be a University of Alabama student to apply.
Awesome. So if you want to join the Alice team and maybe be talking here on the Wednesday morning show at some point in the future, hey, go check that out. So Alice, Annie, Jen, thanks again for being in the show today. And maybe we'll see you tomorrow. Hope it all goes well. We'll be right back here in a minute on the station. We're going to play some Marianne's Pullerig and Summer Girl.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
WVUA, this is 90.7 The Capstone. It's the morning show, the 9 o'clock hour. And we've been having some great guests in here, but I want to take some time to talk to the folks in here, talk to my co-hosts. Christian, what have you had going on this week?
Well, this past weekend, I was in a play.
Oh, yeah, I remember talking
about this. Yeah, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Dead, the one at Turbo with We Happy Few. It was a lot of fun. It was really interesting. It was my first time ever either killing a person on stage or dying on stage.
Okay.
Spoilers. So it was quite interesting.
Spoilers, yes.
Spoilers.
Were you Rosencrantz, Guildenstern, or Dead?
I was dead along with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
All right. Well, that's fun. Did you forget any of your lines?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I got cut off
our
first performance, but I did remember the line. Like I was gonna say.
You were all ready to say it.
And then the second night, I said it quick enough to where I didn't get cut off.
Okay.
Nice. But no, I didn't forget any of all nine of my lines.
Oh,
eight or nine.
Hey,
I gotta say, I saw the show. It was pretty darn good.
Pretty good. And did you get some of the coffee as well?
No, I'm not a big coffee guy, especially at 9 o'clock at night. I feel like that might be a bad idea.
Yeah,
that's valid.
Do they have like little snacks or things too, little treats?
I don't know if they were selling pastries during intermission, but they sell coffee during intermission. They do sell pastries and such and little treats during the day. They They have little smoothie bowls and stuff too.
Okay, so, yeah. Okay.
I did down a Vietnamese coffee or two before certain rehearsals. You know, before like dress rehearsal, I had. So yeah, no.
Hey, there we
I
go.
I was fueled by their coffee a bit.
So Richard, you went and saw Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Anything else that you had going on this week?
Well, Thursday we had the little Blunt Film Festival.
You know, that's right.
We had a bunch of people coming out to see the movie that I made. World premiere of the Philadelphia Chess movie. And I got to say, it went over pretty well. People thought it was pretty funny. So, you know, it's up on YouTube, got about, I think, 180, 190 views now.
I haven't seen it. I got to check it out. Well, where is it on YouTube?
It's on my YouTube channel, Deckhard Productions. D-E-C-H-A-R-D. It's a combination of DeLuca and Richard.
Okay. So, it's called the
Philadelphia Chess.
Philadelphia Chess. Okay, so I'm gonna have to check it out. Oh, it's the first thing that came up, guys.
Yes.
So it's a 15-minute film. So it's right above behind the scenes of a chess club. I'm gonna have to check it out and see what's going on. 40 years in the making.
Stuff.
Philadelphia Chess is finally on DVD.
We did it.
After 40 years.
So I'm gonna have to go check that out. But a lot of performances stuff going on. So Christian was in something this past weekend, and then he and I are going to be in something this upcoming weekend.
Along with
weekend.
Richard.
And me.
Yeah. And Richard. This weekend, I've got my senior recital.
Oh, yeah. Where's that? Yeah. I thought I was thinking about
it. So, Moody Music, I'm going to be doing my senior recital on Saturday, and so we're going to be playing some stuff. But then next weekend... And we got to put this up on our events calendar for this musical with Blunt. We're going to be doing the musical. We're all doing it. We're all in it. So,
yeah. You know, please remain seated.
Please remain seated. So a lot of stuff that we've had going on. So if you have something exciting that you've been going on, if you have seen Philadelphia Chess, if you went to Rosencrantz Guildenstern Are Dead at Turbo Coffee, send us a message at WVUAFM on Instagram and let us know.
Or call in on our phone line.
Or call in 205-348-9070. We're going to play some music. Richard, what have we got coming up next? I think it's some music by Joy Division.
Oh, yeah, Joy Division. That's Disorder.
Disorder by Joy Division.
All right. Indeed. Well, let's spin it. Here we go. We'll be right back in a minute.
Curtis.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Foster the People Coming of Age right here on 90.7 WVUA. What show is this, Christian?
I think it might be the morning show.
It is the morning show. I will quote you on that, and I'm going to take you to the stake on it. I'm going to quote you in court. So here on the morning show, anyone ever been sued? Anyone ever been taken to law?
No.
Fortunately, I have not.
Okay. No, well, that changes today.
Oh.
But,
we got sued?
We got sued for overuse of Weezer. And we also got sued for being too cool. Same lawsuit. Because, you know, all the people who ever use Weezer are the coolest. But what I want to do now is it is time for everyone's favorite segment, Weekly Watch. What have we been watching this week? So, Christian, what have you been watching?
Always watching Wazowski. Thank you. No,
thank you.
Bad impression. I watched. I watched Reservoir Dogs with some folks.
Okay, Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, Richard was
film.
There. It's a great
my
film.
All-time favorite.
Who's in it?
Whatchamacallum face. Yeah, Steve Buscemi. I always get him and Joe Pesci mixed up.
Okay. Steve Boo Pesci.
Yeah, but Steve Buscemi's in it. Also, Quentin Tarantino himself's in it.
What's the theme of Reservoir Dogs?
It's an interesting take on like a gangster film.
Okay.
An old mobster movie.
It's pretty much a play.
Yeah, it kind of is.
All dialogue in like one room.
Okay. Not a ton of action.
Very cool shots, though.
Good deal. So, Richard, what have you been watching?
I've been watching a bit of Top Gear recently.
And now, what is Top Gear?
It's a car show from Britain with these three very funny English gentlemen who host the show, and it's a fun time. They just do absolutely insane things with cars. So what they did in this one segment, it was about Alabama.
Yeah.
So they took their cars and they painted all these things on them. So they painted each other's cars because they wanted to see because they wanted to get everybody at Alabama pissed off at their at the other guys.
Yeah.
So, like, they would write things like NASCAR sucks or I hate country music this was like in 06, so they would do like George Bush is an idiot or something.
Yeah.
So they put all this stuff on their cars and they drove through Alabama.
Now.
And they kept getting like cars like coming up behind them like honking, like tailgating them. And then they pulled into a gas station and they got it was like a truck full of rednecks just pulled up and started throwing rocks at them. They had
wow. That's
now
great.
What'd you say about my son W?
So watching some Top Gear, me personally, I watched this really bad movie called Amsterdam. I don't know. Have you ever heard of this movie?
I've not. No.
Have you watched this?
I have not.
The cast is stacked. It's got, I always forget, Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, John David Washington, Taylor Swift, Rami Malek, a bunch of other people, Mike Myers.
I've never heard of this.
Well, they did like no promo for it.
Anya Taylor Joy.
They did like no promo for it, and it sucks. It's terrible. Christian Bale does pretty good in it. He's like one of the only times I've seen someone like do like an accent and it like actually like makes sense for their character. He's just like good at and sort of embodying characters.
Yeah.
But like the rest of them, I'd say it's like high school theater level production. High school like guerrilla theater. Right, so it's not even like because high school theater can be good, but this is like improv high school theater. But you love me. We made a pact. We made a pact that we would always be together. What about the pact, guys? I'm like, who? What is this?
That's why they didn't promo it.
Damn. Yeah. Terrible movie. The director is also notoriously a bad guy. So don't go watch it. It's not very good. But if you do watch it, watch up until the point Taylor Swift gets run over by a car, and you've seen all you need to. it's an interesting scene to be sure.
Sorry, Swifties.
But yeah. I mean, speaking of Swifties, Joe Alwyn, I don't know what's going on with that, but...
Why don't we play him some Swifties?
Yeah, so that's our weekly watch. Though, I will say, I started watching, we were talking about it in the last break, I started watching Philadelphia Chess, the original movie by Richard Jenkins.
That's right. And Jacob, the Deck Luca production.
Okay, so Deck Hard Productions.
Or Deck Hard, not Deck
Yeah, we changed the name.
I forgot. I will say, the first 5.5 minutes of it is anything better than the 3 hours I saw of Amsterdam. So I will say, like, this movie is much better than anything that was put together in that movie.
It's good. I'm beating Christian Bale and Margot Robbie.
I mean, exactly. Because Margot Robbie, I feel like, is a good actor, but she was just bad in this. It's like, it's a bad director whenever you can take people who are good actors and make them look like bad actors. Yeah.
And Taylor Swift, I mean, excellent in Cats.
I mean, I enjoyed it. So that is our weekly watch this week. And now we're going to transition to a topic of the weekly or the daily weather. That's right.
You know what time it is.
Weather report. Do not distort the weather report. Weather report.
All right, it's time for the weather report right here on 90.7 Capstone. Richard, what have we got for going on today?
We got a low of 58 and a high of 80 degrees. It's 60 right now, but it's going to heat up real quick. No precipitation today, and wind is going to be light, looking at a max of 7 miles an hour coming towards the west. Humidity is going to be low at an average of 34%, so it's going to be a nice day.
And that's your weather here on 90.7 Capstone. It's the
Weather report.
All right. Whether the weather is good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad. And Christian has got our positive affirmation for the day. Christian, take it away.
Okay, so with it being allergy season, the affirmation for the day is this. Today, I will not be scared into thinking I'm sick just because I have allergies. And also, my allergies will get better. Pollen will not be my enemy today.
Positive affirmation for the day here on 90.7 Capstone. Pollen is not going to get us. We are manifesting it. That is, help you start your day off. We'll be right back in just a minute to get some more fun here on The Morning Show.
Indeed. Now, R.I.P. Joe Alwyn, in tribute, I believe we're never getting back together by Taylor Swift off of Red.
Hey, we'll see what happens.
Hopefully
they do.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
.7 The Capstone. This is The Morning Show. We've been having a poppin' day. Richard, what are you thinking about all these guests that we've been having coming in?
It's been kind of crazy, but we're really going off today, so we're doing well.
I know. We've probably had like 20 people here in the studio today, maybe 100, so maybe 1,000. So
we had a few presidents come in, too, right?
Yeah, we had some presidents in here. So we are having a fun time, and our last guest group of the day, because we're getting close to the end of the show, but we've got more stuff to do. We've got some folks here to talk about an event that we are excited about. Make sure to go check the WVUA-FM events calendar on our website, because that's where we have all the events that we're excited about going on around Tuscaloosa and in Tuscaloosa. And so we're here to talk to them about today, this Tunes on Tap. So we've got Holden and Katie and Libby in here to talk about that. So tell me a little bit about what is this event all about?
Yeah, so we are hosting the Tunes on Tap event at the Red Shed from 9 to midnight tomorrow, and it's all benefiting the Alabama Blues Project, and that's a music education foundation here in West Alabama. And we are going to have 4 bands performing. It's a stacked lineup. We have Five Card Draw, Clockwork, Postmaster, and Poseidon, all Tuscaloosa-based bands, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And now I'll kick it off to the members of Five Card Draw to talk about more about the event and their music.
Yes, let's go.
It should be really cool, I think. We're good friends with all 3 of the other bands that are going to be there. Clockwork and Postmaster are both relatively new. I have close friends in both of their bands, and then we've been friends with Poseidon for a long time. And so what's interesting to me about it is the fact that most of the multi-band stuff that happens here is always a battle of bands, and this is not that. And personally, I really enjoy that, because I kind of hate when there's a competition aspect to it, because that's something that when you talk to anyone about the Tuscaloosa music scene, it's non-competitive, right? Like, we don't compete with each other. It's very just supportive and friendly. And so then you put 4 bands in a battle of bands, and it's no longer supportive and friendly. Now it's like you're stepping on each other's feet. And so this is not that, and I think that's really cool.
Just feels like a super cool opportunity to get to perform with other bands, like you said, in a non-competitive like way, especially because we are so close with them, and like LEPT has been like really great with us as well, and it's a great opportunity to play for something that, I don't know, kind of like not just matters to me, but matters to people, I think, all around campus and really all around the state, which is music education for people who can't necessarily afford it for themselves or for anyone in general. But yeah.
All right. Holden, Katie, thanks for telling us a little bit about that. So Five Card Draw, you guys are a part of and going to be playing. I mean, give me a little sneak peek. What's some songs, some hits that we can expect to hear to entice me and Richard to come like check it out?
You want to tell them about our March Madness?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, that's a good. So we ran a March Madness tournament on our Instagram,
uh-huh,
and gave our social presence the chance to add a song to our set list. And so we shot out, like, we started with 16 songs, and the winner is Enter Sandman. And so Enter Sandman is going on our full set list. We're not playing it tomorrow night, but Killing in the Name got the most collective votes out of any song on the whole bracket. And so we put Killing in the Name on our set list now by Rage Against the Machine. And so it'll be the first time that we've played, well, not the first time we've played it live, but it'll be the first time that we've played it in a structured format. And so you should totally come see that, because it should be really cool.
Yeah, we are definitely, me and Richard are definitely excited to go see that. So, we might have to show up tomorrow and see what's going on. So tomorrow at the Red Shed, tell me a little bit, for Red Shed, is there a age? Is this a free event? What do we need to know as far as those types of details?
Yeah, so Red Shed is 19 and up, okay, and then there is a $10 cover, and all the cover goes straight to Alabama Blues Project Music Education in West Alabama. So it's a 100% charity event, and we're really thankful for all the bands for coming out and volunteering, giving their time for music education in West Alabama. And just to reiterate the details super quick, it's 9 p.m. to midnight, Red Shed, 19 and up, $10 cover. All of the proceeds go to the Alabama Blues Project.
Good deal. And we'll have all those details on our website by the end of the show, on the our events calendar. We'll be back in just a minute to promo it again, to talk a little bit more about it. But we're going to play some music, and then we'll be right back. And we're going to have some questions for you. We've been asking questions to the guests all this whole show. So we're going to ask the same question. We'll be right back in just a minute. Here's Shame with Burning by Design.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Haiku Hands with Bye Bye on 90.7 The Capstone. It's the morning show.
It's the morning show. Me and Richard are here talking to some folks to talk about this event that we're excited about, Tunes on Tap, happening tomorrow at a Red Shed, 9 p.m. So we've got Libby here with representing LAPT. So tell us a little bit about LAPT. What do they do?
Yeah, so we are the local entertainment promotion team, and we basically just work with local bands around town to create content and promote events, and we're just trying to promote the student-led music scene here in Tuscaloosa, and so we're really grateful that you had us on air today. And yeah. Tunes on Tap is our big event for the year tomorrow at 9 p.m. at the Red Shed, and we'd love to see you there, Noah and Richard.
Awesome. Hey, hopefully we can be there. And we got some folks from one of the bands that's going to be playing, Holden Katie from Five Car Draw. So you guys are going to be playing tomorrow. Are you ready? Are you ready to do your set?
Absolutely. Always.
Yeah. Okay. Always ready to play.
All right. I forgot to ask. What role do you each have in the band? What do you play or sing?
I'm the guitarist.
I'm the vocalist.
Awesome. So if you want to hear some guitar playing, some singing from our guest today, me and Richard are hoping to go see that. So we are excited about that. So we'll have all the events on our events calendar. But before we get you guys out of here, we got to ask you what we've been asking everyone all morning is it's the National International Day of a Human Space Flight. What personal item are you going to be taking with you? They already got your clothes and your toothbrush and everything, but what are you going to be taking? Libby, let's start with you.
I would bring a notebook so I can write down all my crazy thoughts while I'm up in space in zero gravity and maybe write a bestseller.
Okay. And Katie, what about you?
It's hard to follow up on. I'd have to bring like an iPod of some sort. Like I can't
listen to some music.
Yeah, I have to have music.
What's going to be the first song that you play? You're blasting off. What do you want to be the soundtrack for that moment?
Really? Oh gosh, that's a on the spot question.
I know. Those are the only types of questions I have is the ones that are on the spot.
Probably Goodbye Angels. Okay. Or Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's great. And then hold on, close it out with us.
It's got to be a guitar. I don't know if guitars work in space or not, but it's got to be some kind of musical instrument to. Because I'd rather have something to write music with than listen to music on.
Good deal. Well, kind of shading Katie's answer, but okay, all
Ouch.
Right, all right.
How about you sing tomorrow? Does that sound good?
I think that'd be a good idea. But all right, so thanks again for you guys being here and talking to us. Appreciated having you on. Tunes on Tap tomorrow, Red Shed, 9 p.m., $10 charge, but all benefits the Alabama Blues Project.
Yes, correct. And we're super excited for the event and excited to see Noah and Richard there. Woohoo!
Woo! All right. Thanks again, guys. Closing out to the morning show in just a minute here. Don't go away. We're going to play Number One Sound by Transistor.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
We have had a great show here on the morning show today. We've been super busy, right, Richard?
Super busy. We had like,
I don't know, at least 10,000 people in today to talk to us.
Crazy.
So good show. One hit. Got a good news story for us? What's something good that's been going
that's
on
right.
to close
yeah.
out our time here?
So I got a positive news story of the day. So here's the headline. A total rejuvenation of a dead river in a rural Indian community hailed as national example. So in India, the 4-mile-long Kutam Paror River, hopefully I didn't mess that up, it was polluted very, very severely about 30 years ago. And it used to be like a good source of drinking water. And it was like something kind of sacred to the community, but it became polluted from years of neglect. But recently, after a 5-year cleanup, they have managed to get all the trash out, and it's once again a river full of animals and life and
nice clean water.
Nice clean water. Yeah.
So that's a little positive news story for you here to close out the morning show. We've had such a good morning show. You can see our post. We'll have it up soon, and then we'll have before the end of the day, you can listen back to the show on voices.ua.edu, and then stay tuned for our events calendar. We'll have up all the fun events that we talked about today, and yeah, it's been a good day. We'll see you next week. Have a good morning.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.